It's 8:45. We have sunshine, 62 degrees.
Sunshine and low humidity today with highs in the upper 80s.
Congress will return to session in about a week and a half, dealing with issues that include immigration, health care, and concerns surrounding the economy. Sixth District Republican Congressman Ben Klein is live with us on the phone this morning to talk about these matters and others. Congressman Klein, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Great to be with you guys.
Congressman, let's begin with yesterday's Inspector General report on former FBI Director James Comey, if we can. The report says Comey violated rules by sharing memos documenting his private conversations with President Trump, but it cleared him of leaking anything classified. You're a member of the House Judiciary Committee, which oversees the FBI. Congressman, do you think criminal charges against Mr. Comey are warranted?
Well, I think we'll have to see where the Justice Department goes with it, but I do think it sets a dangerous example for the current employees at the FBI and the thousands of former FBI employees. There are over 35,000 employees at the FBI who have access or knowledge of non-public information. We can't be cavalier with this information. It is a very serious matter. And so it's the responsibility of the Judiciary Committee to provide oversight, and I look forward to participating, hopefully, in what will be aggressive oversight by Chairman Nadler.
Congressman, good morning. This is Evan Jones, and thank you for joining us today. During the August recess, among the things that you have done is visit the U.S. border with Mexico in McAllen, Texas. We know you met with Border Control personnel. You visited a detention center there. How likely is it that any one person's or congressman's visit there, anyone's visit, would change their current or pre-existing position on immigration law?
Oh, I think it definitely affects our positions on the issues. It helps us to be informed. And my constituents have been asking me, go to the border, see the conditions, because we heard some horror stories. And what we found was after we provided additional aid to provide assistance, whether it's health care, toiletries, medicine, sleeping facilities, that kind of thing, there are plenty of available resources for individuals who are crossing the border to make sure that they have adequate facilities. So that was informative to me. It shows that we need to provide CPB with more resources, and this problem, the underlying circumstances that are creating these problems, the laws that are creating these problems, are not being addressed by Nancy Pelosi and the House of Representatives under Democratic leadership, or the lack thereof. But I'm hoping that, given the fact that more of my colleagues are going to the border, we will eventually see action on things like the Flores decision, the amount of time to solve this problem of child-family separation. I did not see any children who were separated from their parents. They were all united with their parents. They were playing soccer with their parents. They were watching movies with their parents. So there, a lot of the horror stories that have been put forward by certain members of the press and certain of my colleagues on the other side are just not the case anymore.
Did you speak with any of the people being held there?
Well, I did not see any who spoke English, and I don't speak Spanish. So I didn't communicate with them, but we were in an open area with them as they were waiting to be processed. They're not in any way considered to be a threat to us, other than being examined for health dangers. So as they underwent their examination, we were standing in areas with them, watching the kids. Yes, there were kids who were smiling and you know, looking at us, and we were smiling back at them. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where we had interactions, but we didn't speak to any of them.
We are speaking with Republican Congressman Ben Klein. Congress returns to session in about the second week of September, once Labor Day week gets passed. Among the places you've also been to in recent weeks during the August recess is Israel. What did you learn there that you did not already know?
Well, it really brings home just how delicate the security situation is in Israel when you get there and realize that the distances between Palestinian territory and the Mediterranean Sea and Gaza Strip and Israeli communities are only miles, 1 or 2 miles, or even a half of a mile in distance. So what we consider to be just around the corner is the distance between Israeli territory and Hezbollah forces in Lebanon. We stood on the border with Lebanon, saw yellow Hezbollah flags flying. Security in Israel is very tight, and we need to continue to support them and their ability to maintain that security.
Now, as we've talked about, you've been to the border, you've been to Israel. I don't recall any town hall meetings in the Roanoke area over this time. I may be mistaken. How much time have you spent meeting with constituents in the Roanoke area or the district, or what do you have planned in the immediate future?
Well, it's been a six-week work period, and I was in the border for 48 hours, and I was in Israel for 1 week. The rest of the time was spent either with my family or in the Roanoke or in the 6th District area, visiting businesses, visiting constituents. I have had over a dozen town hall meetings, and I will continue to have town hall meetings in the Roanoke area, both during this recess and beyond. So it's a constant presence in the Roanoke area, and I'm proud to represent them.
All right. We're speaking this morning with 6th District Republican Congressman Ben Klein. And Congressman, when Congress gets back to work, when Congress returns, one of the issues on the table is no surprises, basically requiring hospitals to notify us if any doctor assigned to procedures not part of our health care network. Everyone seems to be for it, Congressman Klein, but where are there disagreements that you believe might stand in the way of passage?
Well, I think there are probably differences between the Senate version and the House version in terms of the types of referrals and the types of information that gets provided. I'm supportive of the Senate-passed bill. It's my hope that Nancy Pelosi will bring that bill up and we'll be able to pass it quickly so that we can provide relief to patients and individuals who shouldn't be surprised by billing and what's covered by insurance and what's not after the fact.
Given what you know about the current state of Congress, are you confident or do you have any confidence at all that some version, a useful version, is likely to pass?
I do think that a version is likely to pass. It's got bipartisan support, and it's just a matter of whether the differences can be worked out. Now, sometimes that can be a problem because the Senate is going to stand by their version, and the House, if it passes a bill, will stand by their version. But that's what a conference committee is for, to work out the differences. And if we can't work out the differences on a bill that has bipartisan support like this, then I worry for a lot of the other issues that are a lot more difficult to find solutions for.
Speaking of bipartisan support, I know you feel good about a bill that you co-sponsored or basically sponsored with a Democratic colleague on the House side called the Legion Act, which basically allows honorably discharged veterans, all honorably discharged veterans since Pearl Harbor, to join the American Legion, even if they served in periods that are considered peacetime. Why is this important?
Well, I feel good about it because the American Legion feels good about it, and because thousands and thousands of members of our armed forces who served their nation honorably during peacetime and who have wanted to join the Legion for decades can now join, and their families can benefit from the great types of services and community that the American Legion provides. We have American Legion halls all over the 6th District. It's a great organization, and this bill will allow more members of the armed services who served in peacetime to take advantage of this great organization.
We are speaking with 6th District Congressman Ben Klein, whose district basically starts right around Roanoke and extends northward through much of the Shenandoah Valley. And with that in mind, President Trump has been threatening increased tariffs against China, which in turn promises to tariff us back. The northern part of your district in particular is very agriculturally oriented, where the impacts of tariffs could be particularly felt. And do you think the president is right to continue risking economic harm to some at home in efforts to change our trade relations with China?
China has been taking advantage of the United States for decades, and past presidents have done very little to address this situation. This president is standing up to China. I commend him for it, and the farmers who I've talked to want to give him a chance to try and get a better deal with China. We also need Nancy Pelosi to take up the new NAFTA deal that the president has crafted with Canada and Mexico. That's going to be better for our farmers. It's going to get more production from the United States sold to Canada. And so if we can get that deal with China, that's necessary to go through these types of negotiations, this standoff with China, to make them back down over their abusive practices and open up their markets.
At what point might it become counterproductive for us?
Well, I think we're in a constant state of change and modification, so that the president is on top of where all of the different markets are, what's going on with our relationship with China, what's going on with their relationship with other countries, whether it's Japan or South Korea or North Korea, making sure that America comes first, America farmers come first, and American consumers come first.
Congressman Ben Klein is speaking with us. Among the other bills passed this year that have his name attached to them as a prime sponsor is the Small Business Reorganization Act. This one kind of gets a bit in the weeds, but do your best in simple terms to explain it.
Sure. Helping small businesses to recover from downturns so they don't have to shut down completely and lay off employees. They can take advantage of language in the bankruptcy code that's meant for farmers to recover, to help small businesses recover and remain part of the communities that they serve. So I'm glad to get that bill signed into law. It was an honor to be in the Oval Office when the president signed the Legion Act, but to have this one signed into law is going to help small businesses in our community as well.
All right, 6th District Republican Congressman Ben Klein, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate you joining us. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.